sure I got all the right information. Adrian Moore. Date of birth, 12/24/76?
Yeah.
Okay. Your fiance and that were the victims of a home invasion.
What?
Yep, some guys broke in looking for you. Held him at gunpoint, beat her up a little bit.
When was this?
That was a couple days ago.
She called me a couple of days ago saying that some guys stopped by.
Yeah, it was that same night. You haven't talked to her since.
I know, I've been trying to call her.
Yeah, she's a little shook up, if you could imagine.
Right.
Her and her daughter, Mariah, were home at the time. So who would want money from you?
I don't really know that question.
Who'd you get mixed up with?
I was down with some people, but, you know, no one I owed any money to.
Well, who's the people?
Just like someone named T.
Saint named what?
T.
T? What's he look like?
Tall white dude.
What's it, and anything, does he have hair, what type of hair does he have?
He has wavy hair.
Wavy hair, like dreads, or?
No, just like waves.
Just waves? What type of car does he drive?
He doesn't drive.
Okay. Does he have a girlfriend that drives or something?
No. He usually just walking about there.
Okay, so T, did you owe money to T, or give money to T, or what?
No.
Were you buying drugs?
No.
What were you buying down there?
I wasn't buying anything. I was down there drinking with them and hanging out.
Where'd all the money go?
Huh?
I'm not investigating the money. I don't care about it. It was all your money together. Where'd all the money go?
Right. The money went for, you know, stuff. For like Christmas and things like that.
Yeah, they go for Christmas.
Yes, because I paid bills. I was in charge of the whole budget thing.
So where'd all the thousands of dollars go?
It was $1,000 that went towards, you know, things, you know, that we needed.
So what type of drugs was it? I know it's drugs. I mean, I know you were down on Church Street. That's where drugs are.
Drugs is everywhere.
Yeah, I know, but Church Street especially.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't really on Church Street.
Were you trying to sell drugs? Were you trying to do something that...
Yeah, I was trying to sell.
Okay, what type of drugs were you trying to sell?
Cocaine.
Cocaine? Did you buy cocaine or get some cocaine up front and owe some people?
No, I bought it up front.
Oh, you bought it? Who'd you buy it from?
I bought it from, like I told you, the guy named T.
You bought it from T?
Yeah.
And how much did you buy?
I just bought, you know, like a quarter or something like that.
How much did that cost you?
It cost me like $400.
$400? And how much are you hoping to sell that for?
Probably double that.
So you're hoping to get about $800 from it?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got that $400. Was this what you were doing when you were supposedly working somewhere?
No, she didn't know about that. I can't clean it about that.
That what?
I can't clean it that I wasn't working. That's what I was doing. I was down there trying to hustle with my...
Trying to hustle?
Yeah.
But you weren't doing very good at it, or what?
I got robbed and, you know, things like that.
Well, who'd you owe money? They were looking for money. They said that you owed them money. So who would you have owed money to? You know any pretty black females?
No.
That hang with any of those guys? Shireta or Shermaine Montgomery?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Some girl that used to hang out with.
Who's they?
T and them.
T and them? Who else is with T? Like, who are his buddies?
I don't know their names. If I knew their names, I'd give it up.
Well, right now you're in a safe spot. You're at the hospital, and you're probably leaving the area after you're done here, right? But your girl and her kids, they live here. Yeah. And now they aren't even at the house now. They're scared to death. I mean, they literally, I'm gonna tell you what happened. Female knocked on the door looking for you. She opened the door, it was late. She opened the door because she just saw a black female, thought it was a pretty young black female, mid-20s, kind of done up a little bit. She opened the door, two guys busted in, knocked her down, cut her at gunpoint, took her in the room, threatened to put her in a room, held the little girl at gunpoint, asking her where you were, where the money was, all this stuff. So that little girl was held at gunpoint. She's, I mean, you can imagine, 12. Pretty serious stuff. So you're saying there's a guy named T. You're not lying to me about that, are you? Okay, T. And who else T hang out with?
There was some guy with dreads.
Okay, what's his name?
I don't know his name.
Does he have a car or anything?
Yeah, he got a nicer car when I seen him. He used to always go that first street past. Whittemore.
The first street past Whittemore? Is there a house they go to?
Yes, it's the first house in the world.
So you turn, if I'm going from here to out past Conway, I am on 501 or Church Street.
If you're coming from like 378, coming from like 131, Highway 134, you're coming down 378 that way. When you pass Whittemore, it's the first street on the left.
So you turn after Whittemore, the next road, you take a left, it's the first house on the left.
Yeah.
That's where they hang out?
Yeah, that's where...
Is that where you were buying the drugs, or no?
No, that's where Charmaine
or...
Marshall.
What type of car she had?
No, she don't have any car.
Okay. Who might have a dark sedan?
I
don't know. Just dark. Because she told you that guy came there looking for you.
Yeah, she did.
And he had like dreads, and he was looking for you. Think that was the buddy? Like, how would they know where you live?
I don't know, because one time they picked me up down the street.
So they knew you lived on there. Who picked you up down there?
Who picked me up down there? What's his name? They call him Juice.
Juice picked you up?
Yeah.
Okay. Does he have a real name, or you just know him as Juice?
Juice. They used to call him Bebe.
Juice or Bebe?
Yeah.
You know a last name or anything? What type of car did he have?
He had a darker car, like a darker Maxima or something like that.
The dark Maxima, like an older model or a newer model?
Older Maxima, older car. Like Nissan or something.
Okay, so Juice or Bebe picked you up. Who else was with you when they picked you up?
That's right.
Just Juice.
Yeah.
Did you call him?
We had prior arrangements.
Okay. Did you call any of these people on your phone? Were there calls between you?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember what the phone numbers were?
No, I don't. I don't even have a phone number.
It's been cut off since.
Yeah.
I'm going to get your phone records, though, and I'll know. Was there texting going on between you guys? Or just calls?
Just calls.
Just calls?
I switched my number between the two. Yeah, so I don't know. It'll be on that, what's the number, 3492 number.
Was that the number your wife was, or your girlfriend was paying for?
Yeah, that was the original number.
But you got a new phone?
Well, no, I got an original. She made him change my number.
Yeah. You have a number now?
No, I don't have a number.
Okay. What's your parents' phone number?
330-872-7439. Why do you want my parents' number?
Well, when you get out of here, if I can't reach you to ask you any questions, they probably would know where you're at. Because I don't think, you're not staying in Horry County, are you?
No.
Probably not. So, I mean, your phone number may change, but theirs probably won't. So I'll be able to get a hold of them. Who can get a hold of you?
I that's messed up. That's so bad.
Yeah, she's, I mean, she, it happened the night that that guy came looking for you, and they haven't stayed in the house since. So, I mean, their Christmas is pretty much ruined. Obviously, you got your own issues going on. That's probably why she hasn't responded to you. She's got some things going on right now. She was injured. A lot of bruising.
Did they hit her?
The gun? They didn't hit her in the head with the gun, but they like more just pushed her into things. Grabbed her, pulled her by the hair. But I mean, they scared her. They put her in the closet. They put her in the bathroom and held the 12-year-old at gunpoint, threatening her, asking her where you were, where the money was. What money would they think there is?
The only money I can think there was is, you know, because I was down there, I was down there spending money. I had the own money, you know, I had our own money, you know, which you can tell by our bank accounts, you know, loose, because, you know, so I didn't owe them any money. You know, that girl was the one who tried to, you know, she had some debts, and she was, you know, since, you know, I was down there, you know, spending and had money, you know, they busted and thought, you know, I owed her debt because I was with her.
Who, you mean, your girl?
No.
Your
no.
Charmaine?
Yes. Who was? That girl, Char something.
Charmaine?
Yeah.
You were spending money on her?
No, I wasn't spending money, but I was with her.
You were riding around with her or whatnot?
Yeah, it's the people she was with, we was, you know, we were all riding around together. We were,
whose car did you ride in?
Huh?
Whose car was you riding in?
We was riding in, sometimes we had the Expedition.
Which was yours?
Yes, and sometimes, you know, we just catch rides.
Okay.
So, but they, you know, they, at that house, that's definitely where that girl lives. You know, if it's one of them.
The one you're saying, the one on the left, off of the road after, wow, what'd you say it was again? I'm sorry.
I think it's called Singleton. It's the road right there.
It's the road after Whitmore.
Yeah. The road after Whitmore coming to the car lot.
The first house on the left. Yeah. Are there any cars in the driveway at all there?
Sometimes there is, but there's like a nicer sedan and a guy got dreadlocks. That's what I believe does it.
What's the type of sedan is it, you think?
I think it's like I can't even say. I think it's like a Nissan or something nice. It's like a grayish, darkish color.
Okay. And you're thinking that Charmaine, or what would you call her? Char, or what was her nickname?
Well, her name on the street. Her name was something like DeAndrea or something like that. My last name is Montgomery.
And she's about how old?
She's about 22 years old.
Pretty?
She's alright.
She's young. Yeah. So, she dressed nice? Kind of hip or?
She don't dress like she's dirty.
Yeah. And,
when did they make the police report?
What day?
Yeah.
That's Thursday. I was going to come Friday, but I had a couple homicides this week that I've been working on. So you said Bebe or Juice is what he goes by. Mm-hmm. How old do you think he is? Okay, he's got wavy hair. No, he's the one who has dreadlock hair.
Yeah.
You ever see him with a gun?
No.
Okay. And then the other guy, his name is what?
The other guy that he's saying I was T, but he don't have any dreads. I doubt it. I doubt it was him.
So you have people that do things for him? Like, any of these people have people that run under them, or is this pretty much the group?
No, pretty much the group is her and it.
Who?
It's her, it's that curve, and she'll do things for money.
You say curve?
I said her.
Her. Okay, and then Bebe and Juice and Tea. That's kind of all the people that hang out?
Yeah.
Okay, what type of drugs are they selling?
I don't know.
I mean, are they moving a little bit or just a lot? Or?
I guess they're moving quarters and halves, I guess.
What, quarter and a half a day maybe, or a week?
Probably a couple quarters, a couple of halves a day.
Do you know any of the guys that have a car that doesn't open up, the driver door doesn't open up? Like you had to get in the passenger seat?
That would probably be Juice.
Juice has a car like that?
Yeah.
What type of car is it?
It's like a goldish tan car.
Like an older car?
Yeah.
You have no clue what Juice's real last name might be? How old's T?
He's older, like 37. Those two don't hang together.
They don't hang together? They're just kind of around the same area?
Yeah. And that's Charmaine. She'll do things with T.
With T?
Yeah, like... Yeah.
Does she do anything with Juice?
No, I mean with Juice. She'll do things with money errands and food stuff.
Okay. And who else might be riding with Juice? Like one other person. You say T and Juice don't hang together. Who else runs with Juice? If he were to need someone to help him out.
And that's the only two I see.
And nobody else? No other guys around the same age?
No. I'm not saying that he wouldn't have more people to hang around with.
You didn't know him? They both darker skinned or light skinned?
Darker
skin. What about her? Or, how tall do you think they are? Both of them?
The girl?
She's not 6 foot.
She's tall.
She's tall too? Maybe like 5'10"-ish?
Yeah.
And they're about 6 foot? Any other family members they had or somebody that...
Not
until you went to. You, did you only ever go to that house off Singleton? Or is there another house? Did you like hang out there and then just go drive? Where were you selling it?
I was at the I would just have someone else sell it.
Who was selling for?
Just like the girl and people that she knew.
Charmaine?
Yeah.
So she sell it for you?
Yeah.
How
much time
do you have? Well, what happened that you ended up in here? Did you have a gun?
I have possession.
Where is it? Again? It's not in the house still, that one of the kids might get it.
No, it's not. I never brought it to the house.
Okay. What type of gun was it?
It was a 380.
Do you ever see any of these guys with like a a smaller black gun, like nothing special, kind of bland looking, like flat black. No. Do you ever see anyone with guns?
No one pulled it.
You knew they had guns probably.
But no one pulled their guns out. Yeah, she told me that day and I told her, and I was like, you know, maybe they're just there because they haven't seen me or whatever.
Was Dre a street name you were using or something while you were out there?
Yeah, so I was like, you know, maybe they were just like looking for me. I wasn't thinking they'd come back.
Well, the thing is, they saw the car in the driveway and probably assumed she was lying, that you were around, and she was just saying, I don't know any Dre's, and they probably thought she was lying, and thought, well, he must be there, so that's why they came back. But it was probably, he was there at your place probably around 3 in the afternoon, checking, looking for you. They came at 1, so like 9 hours later, about, that's when they broke in. Didn't take anything. Just threaten her. You know, threaten, look for you. Where's the money? Where's the money? Did they think you had some money? I mean, like, it seems like a lot to think that you had enough that...
I mean, when I was out there hustling, I had money.
Like, how much money were we talking?
I could go to the ATM and, you know, I was spending money, but...
It was money. It wasn't like you were making money, you were just spending the money you had.
Well, yeah, I was making some, and, you know, getting up to, you know, I could, you know, spend some money, make some money, like buy some drinks and, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, maybe they just, you know...
Man, you don't have a criminal history. What made this decision to jump into a life of crime?
Just
bad decision?
Yeah, bad, terrible decision. Money was down, you know, easy way to make a quick buck. And
it's not though, is it?
It's not at all. No,
you gotta keep
horrible. She won't talk to me.
No.
And she got beat up. I never wanted to.
Well, I'm gonna leave you my card. If there's anything you think of that you think might be pertinent to me helping find these guys and get them, because I mean, like I said, you're leaving, you'll be gone in a couple days or whenever, and it's not gonna, you know, ever come back to you. But she and kids are here, you know. I might not have a card on me. Give away my last one. Card today.
I wish you would have told him I was just up here.
I think she probably told him you're at the hospital. I don't think she told him where you were at, what room and stuff. But I don't think they're not gonna come here. You know, but not gonna be best probably. And when you do, I would run around Conway too much. What's that paperwork in the window? Is that like phone numbers and stuff?
No, it's just letters and confirmation numbers.
For you?
Yeah.
Okay, can I write my phone number on there?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I don't have a card. I've kind of been...
That's all right.
Thanks. Check tomorrow. 503-4317. Okay. I'm just going to put it right there. Hopefully.
If there's anything you think of that might be,
that might help me, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Well, hopefully you have a quick recovery and hopefully there's no more issues with, you know, I don't want you to think that, you know, that'd be horrible if worse happened because of the people you got mixed with. She seems like a nice lady. Yeah. So maybe one day she'll forgive you. I don't know. Doesn't sound it right now. Okay. She said as far as your property stuff you were calling about, if you just want your parents to pick it up at some point, just have them call her. Okay? I don't think she'll probably call you. Maybe a little later, but not right now. It's 10:44 a.m. on 12/23/2012. End of interview.